Grow My Cleaning Company teaches owners of cleaning companies just like you how to grow your company, make more money, and finally take charge of your financial future and your life. This podcast is about automating and creating systems that give you time and money freedom so you can grow like crazy without losing control. Since this is totally free, if you're getting tons of value, want to support us and make sure that you get more of the good stuff, subscribe, rate, and review to this podcast today. Now, on to the show. Hey, everybody. Welcome. So excited to join you today. It is just me, no Natalie. So it's just me and all of you awesome human beings on Facebook Live. I am so excited to join you today because today we are going to talk about my favorite subject, which is probably the nerdiest subject in the world to 92% of the population. But for all of you owners of cleaning companies, it might just be a big stinking deal. We're going to talk about how to get out of cleaning forever and ever. Amen. So if that is you, if you are in a cleaning, you own a cleaning job and you want to quit that job and get into owning a cleaning business, you, my friend, are in the right place. So the problem is you can grow your cleaning company or you can clean, but you cannot do both. Getting out of cleaning is probably my favorite thing that we do all day, every day. Because, certainly there are people that do really well and, getting a guy or gal or company that's, making $100,000 in profit and making them up to $200,000 is tons of fun. And there's not a blessed thing wrong with that, but helping folks that are working all day and really are stuck and can't move forward and have to work for a living. And they don't really have a business. They just have a job that ain't great. And helping them move to a job where they can actually flex their entrepreneurial muscles and move from cleaning, is so exciting. All right. And hello, Marina, out of the field for 2 years, the best 2 years ever. We do that every day, all day. And it is so encouraging to see everybody, be able to do that. All right. So again, just like we were talking about before we had the technical difficulties and stopped, if you are not able to make that transition from cleaner to owner, it is going to cut your ability to scale, to grow, to make any money. Cleaning Nation, owners of cleaning companies, just some of the best human beings I have the pleasure of working with. So let's just jump in and get this thing done with the understanding if we don't move out of cleaning and into hiring and owning and being entrepreneurs, really there's not a lot of ways to make more than 40 grand a year. And even that's a crappy job working 60 hours a week, not doing the great, great lifestyle. So, all right, the reality, here's some of the stuff that holds us back. A lot of us have that belief that it's more work to hire employees than to just clean myself. The reality is it probably is more work at first, but working on your business is transitioning you to work that you have to keep doing, to keep getting paid. So the reality is when you clean something today and you make 10 bucks or 20 bucks, or I know some people, I charge $30 an hour, but again, you got to understand to do that, you have to bill it and find the customers and have insurance. There's other work that comes. So you don't just make all that money, right? So we're never making 30 bucks an hour when we clean. It's usually closer to 15 or 20. So, and then you have to clean it again and again and again. And if you'd like to continue getting paid, you have to keep continuing cleaning. So if ever you want to take a break, a vacation, quit, do something other than clean, that's it. You don't get a paycheck, right? So we want to transition out of that and create systems where you can make money even when you're not working, right? So the reality is, yes, it will take more work up front, but ultimately the laziest thing to do is hire people, right? So you put a little bit of work in now, we put in the systems and processes, and then we can clean never forever again, which is fantastic. So working on your business is really transitioning to the work that you can do once and get paid on over and over again, as opposed to working in your business, which is the work that you have to just keep doing over and over again, which is frustrating work. It's not, and really, honestly, the biggest cost that I see to the people I work with is so many of you are so gifted with entrepreneurial gifts and abilities and talents, and you were put on this earth to lead a team and to really serve in a big way. And when you were cleaning one human being's toilet or sweeping or doing whatever you're doing in a cleaning basis, that's it. You're not serving anyone but that one person. When we start creating systems and building teams, you can hire, you can impact your entire community. So it's not just what it's costing you, it's what it's costing your community, your potential hires, the customers that you can't serve because it's just you. Lula says 30 years combined, getting burnout in a small town here. I absolutely feel it. I'm so sorry to hear that, Lula. Marina says, yes, just went to Costa Rica with my daughter's business was still running, got paid all by auto credit cards on the first. Oh my gosh, Marina, I wish you were here. I could give you a big hug. That is fan freaking tastic. Marina is one of our elite alumni, graduate from our program, and just an amazing human being, more importantly than that. All right, so we've got to get out of that. It is, it's more work to hire employees than just to clean it myself. Yes, it may be up front, but again, the lazy long-term play is to have other people do the work for you forever. So even if it costs you a little extra in terms of time or money today, tomorrow, this week, even this month, once you get an employee up and going, and you, or more importantly, you've got systems to get employees up and going, you never have to clean again. It's amazing. And I'm so glad there's so many people on here that we've been able to help and that are totally free from cleaning that can vouch. Like, it is possible. It's absolutely possible, realistic. I know it sounds scary for you guys, but it's a Tuesday for us. It's just not that big of a deal. Another belief is I still have to clean some. I never want to stop completely. That is such a hard belief. And I think so many people just get caught up with settling, right? Like they just, you can't believe in your world, in your mind. You just can't wrap your head around the potential reality that you might never have to clean again ever. And I just want to give you not only permission, but encouragement as your coach, if you'll let me take that position for you, that never cleaning anything ever is a badge of honor. Like, a lot of people go, oh, if I don't clean, my employees won't respect me, or they just feel like this, they're guilty. It's too good to be true, and they get guilty. We've got to relieve you of that terrible false belief, that limiting belief, immediately, and move to, if you are cleaning, not only are you not helping your employees or showing them a good example, no one is running your company. Okay. So again, pick any decent business that you want to deal with. You don't want to see the owner doing frontline work. So we've got to move away from, well, it's good that I clean sometimes, or maybe if I just clean less, or I'll feel guilty somehow having employees or not doing the cleaning, I'll be judged by the world. You're going to be judged by the world by cleaning, not by owning your business. So we got to take ownership and pride in not cleaning at all. And know every time we're cleaning, we are not growing our business. And that goes for a lot of stuff, right? With my wife and I, we pay cleaner for our house. We pay yard guys. There's a lot of stuff I sub out to have other people doing. And it's not that I particularly mind it. I'm not too good to do yard work, but I'm certainly too dumb to do yard work. I'd probably hurt myself and others. But that said, every moment I'm spending doing yard work is a moment I'm not spending serving and helping you guys, right? So I'm very clear on, I don't mind relaxing and spending time with my family and enjoying and not serving you guys. I'm okay with that. But I certainly don't mind doing something I'm not gifted at, I'm not particularly skilled at, I don't particularly enjoy, and that costs me from serving you guys. And we've got to get you to that point. Every moment you're cleaning, you're not building a culture, you're not encouraging an employee, you're not changing someone's life as a customer, you're not bringing value to the community, you're cheating your family, your community, your employees, your potential employees, your customers, your potential customers, you're cheating them out of your real services because you're cleaning. So I really, 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 if we just learn one thing from this broadcast, and that one thing is, I don't ever have to clean, not even a little bit. And there's no shame in that. If anything, there's shame in cleaning. Again, if you want to have a real cleaning business, you have no business cleaning. TJ says, I'm out and couldn't be happier. TJ is such a rock star. It can be scary stepping out and trusting things to your team, but it's so worth it. I love that just on the, we don't have that many people on this broadcast, and we've got two or three or four people are like, out, been out, 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 out. Jason, Marina, TJ. Abso-freaking-lutely. It is possible. It isn't easy, but it's pretty simple when you've got the right system. All right. Another one is, I've got to be in the field. I can't ask my employees to do anything that I'm not willing to do myself. The reality is you're paying them to do things that you don't want to do. If you wanted to do it, you would be doing it. But because you don't want to do it, you're paying them. So we've got to get out of this. I've got to lead from the front. Even the most brave generals led from the back. They have to be behind the battle, seeing what's going on. They need to be outside and have a little perspective, right? If you're in the mix, if you're in the battle, you don't have the perspective you need to lead, right? So we've got to get out of that. The employees need to see me cleaning. No, they do not. The employees need to see you leading. They need to see you building culture, creating systems, looking out for the long-term vision of the company. They need to know that somebody is in charge, and that somebody is you. Guess what? Anybody can clean. You are the only person that can run your business. Anybody can do a lot of stuff, but I'm the only dad that my boy's ever going to have. So if I'm cleaning a toilet, and again, there's nothing wrong with cleaning a toilet, but that moment I'm not parenting my dad. I'm not serving you guys. So we want to make sure that we get out of that belief that you have to be in the field and be okay with, yeah, that's why I'm paying my employees to do the thing that they want to do. And if they want to start their own business, they can go do that. But if they want to work here, they're going to clean and I'm going to do owner work because I'm the owner and they're the cleaner. You got to be over that. Some of you guys are such nice people. You're so concerned about, I don't want to say hurting other people's feelings, but oh, I could never. We're not taking advantage. We're paying them for their work. Everything's transparent. I promise you, they want a leader more than they want a fellow cleaner. There's lots of fellow cleaners, but there's only one leader, and that's you. Jose says, if you're not cleaning, how do you maintain high quality with employees? What quality control system do you recommend? All right. So today we are really diving into how to get out of cleaning forever. So I'm going to give you a quick answer, Jose. Maybe we'll do a whole broadcast on that. The answer is we want systems. So we run the systems. The systems run the company. And again, we have a whole 9-week program that's really intensive to walk people through that goes deep into that. I wish I could serve that one to many, in a 20-minute broadcast. But that's a really big question, Jose. So I'm not trying to dodge it. I just don't want to give you a BS answer in a format that's not really set up for that deep of a question. So the short answer is we do need a system to do that. And again, we plan and we set up the system, and then we run the system. The system runs a company, and we're not looking for perfection. We're looking for scalability and repeatability and dependability, so we can create the exact same result over and over and over again. And so many of us don't even clean effectively. We're like, oh, I clean better than anyone else. I scrub this and I do that, and I get every little speck of dirt that no one's ever going to notice. If you're going to scale a company, you can't be that way. You can't spend 12 hours cleaning somebody's house, right? We're looking for systems and processes and repeatable, duplicatable, and scalable. As opposed to, I do this deep clean every time that only I can do, that's magic. That's not how you grow a business. And you can serve that one person, he probably won't even appreciate it, right? He'd probably just say, I'd rather get in out quicker and do what I want him to do. All right, moving on. Yeah, again, it's so funny you say that, because the next thing I want to talk about, Jose, was that, well, at least I have to check up on them, right? If I'm not cleaning, I have to be out there checking up. Well, again, we want to have the systems check up on them and processes, and we have systems for each of, we have checklists, we have people checking up on each other. So we certainly are going to have a system in place, and it is fine that you go out there. But if you're going to be in the field, I really would much rather see you building culture. And again, while you're building culture, so if you're going to train someone to clean, that's fine. But I really want 20% of what you're doing to be training that one human being, and 80% pouring your culture and your core values into the people that you're helping. Okay. So if you're, same if you're going to be checking up on them, we got to do double duty, because just checking up on someone is $15 an hour work. And if you have the culture right, and the people are bought in and down with the cause, and they're trained properly, they shouldn't need to be checked up on. There should be processes and system already checking up on them. So really the checking up might be bringing them Cokes, demonstrating the core values, showing that you love them. And that should be on your schedule when you want to do it. Not because if I don't do this, they're going to do a bad job and I'm going to lose a job. TJ says, we use a checklist that all cleaners are required to fill out, teams of two or cross check. Yeah. TJ's explaining his system, which is great. But the shorter answer is we need a system, certainly with checklists, processes, written things. But it's, as long as you're focused on building the system, not on the minutia, you're going to be fine. And as long as we get out of the whole thing, hola, Daisy, better late than never. Good to have you, sister. All right. The next thing is, yeah, if they don't see them working as hard as me, they're not going to respect me. The reality, we've got to get this beat in your heads, because we get this all the time all across, where people are like, gosh, what do they say? They'll say things like, I can't, my customers will be mad at me if I raise prices, or my employees won't respect me if I don't clean, or they just make up all the stuff that other people are going to think about you as the owner if you don't do what they want. Well, the reality is, this is your party and you created it. If they don't want to play as customers, as vendors, as employees, they can go home, right? They can start their own business. This business needs to exist solely and exclusively to serve you and your family and the goals that you've set out. So if you've set out to serve people, your family, leave a legacy, financial freedom, time freedom, create jobs, whatever you set out to do, it's your party, it is your vision. And if they're not on board with that vision, that's totally fine, but they got to go. Okay. So a lot of, as we've grown, I found when I had 0 to 10 people, a lot of times we had a nice culture with those 3 or 4 or 5, 6 people. Vicky Sanchez, new viewer, welcome. Glad to have you, sister. That kind of family culture we had at 5 was great. But then we get up to 15 or 20. Some of those guys really needed to be in a place where they worked with the owner directly with, 3 or 4 employees every day, all day. And they had to transition out. And they didn't stop being great people, and we didn't stop being a great company. It's just they weren't on board with what our vision is. And I was very clear on, this is where we're going. This is a rocket ship and we're going to the moon. And if you want to go to the moon, let's go. If you're like, I got to go slow and I'm scared and I'm not into that, that's fine. You just got to get off this ship and go find something that's a better fit. So we really, really, really want to make sure that we are super clear that this is our party. It is here to serve us and our goals. And the people that want to jump on board that vision, we love having them. We're going to lead the crap out of them and serve and pour ourselves out for them. But the people that don't share that vision, we're going to spend zero time apologizing to them or trying to modify our behavior and our vision, our goal, because we're the leader, right? We're the visionary. So this $8, $9, $10, $20 an hour employee or customer doesn't get a vote in our vision. It's our vision. Paula says, can I ask what system you're using for those surveys? What surveys are we talking about? Not sure exactly what you're talking about. And Jose says, culture, foundation of a quality control system makes complete sense. You're exactly right. So we certainly want to have processes and systems and checklists. But if people aren't bought into your culture, there's just nothing that's going to work, right? For me, it's have fun, make money, be real, and help out. And everybody, hopefully on this broadcast, to some degree or another, shares that those values to a degree. And if you didn't, you wouldn't be here. And that's fine, right? So you're absolutely right, Jose. That's a very astute observation. The basis of any quality control system is culture. If you don't have the culture right, you can give them all the instructions and process and systems in the world, but if they're not down with the cause, they're not just going to ignore them, right? But for me, it was any employee can do anything they want as long as they're all in committed to having fun, making money, being real, and helping out. And if they can show how any decision they ever made, spent money, fired a customer, made any decision, big decisions, but they could justify to me it was making money, having fun, being real, and helping out, never a problem, never in trouble. Paula says that TJ mentioned. I'll let TJ respond offline on the chat. All right. Another false thing is when people don't show up, I've got to step in and clean. That's just a lack of a system. Or the system is when somebody doesn't show up or calls in, the owner steps in and clean. Bad system. We need to replace that system with, there's a dozen ways we can handle it. You can connect with other employees. You can get last minute labor folks. You can pay people a small amount of money to be on call all the time. You can pay people double. You can offer little bonuses. But if we plan ahead, we can have plan B and plan C and plan D. We can overstaff where everybody doesn't have the hours they want, so they're always looking for more. We can have more employees than we have work. There's five or six or seven things, but you just want to plan for it and have a system. And that if you don't plan for it, or the plan is when someone doesn't show up, the owner goes in, well, then you can't be shocked when someone doesn't show up. You got to go in, right? So we want to make sure, again, we're planning ahead. And does this take time? Yes. But again, you take time, you test it, you implement it. It's kind of a headache. It doesn't go right. You have to tweak it and re-implement it. You kind of go through that for a couple of weeks. But once you do that, you never have to clean again. I promise it's worth it. So the reality is, once you get out of cleaning forever, you stop owning a job, you start owning your business, and you are free to serve at a higher level, to architect your life any way that you like. I'm so glad there's so many people, a lot of our clients and folks that we've helped here that have been able to make that transition, and that hopefully can encourage the folks of you that haven't done that. If you would like our help to walk you through and kind of give you the same steps that we've helped hundreds and hundreds of folks do, go to growmycleaningcompany.com. There's a free masterclass that will, kind of condense some of the best systems and processes that I found over the last 20 years to help you get on board to getting out of your job, your cleaning job, and into your cleaning business. It's totally free. Growmycleaningcompany.com. Sign up for that masterclass. It's me. We dive into all the good stuff that you're going to need and really help you systematize. TK says, hire tough, manage easy. Love that. Spend more time hiring the right people on the front of the core values. It will benefit you on the back end. That's so right, TK. Or TK, it's either Thomas or Chris that I could ever tell, but they're both just amazing human beings. We got to find a way to get together, guys. I got to get you on this broadcast or something. They're just the coolest. Okay, so growmycleaningcompany.com. Check out the free broadcast that we have. I had one more point. What was it going to be? I can't remember. Sadness, sadness, sadness. I guess the big thing is, overall, there is so much leverage and power. When it's just you and you're cleaning, you can only do so much. At some point, there's 24 hours in a day, 7 days a week. And even if somebody had mentioned, like somebody mentioned earlier, like, what if my people can't do as good of a job as I can? Well, guess what? 10 or 20 or 30 people are always going to be able to do a better job than you, right? Even if they can only clean 80% as well as you, just the volume of work that they're going to be able to create and the leverage, right? So as entrepreneurs, that's what we do. We turn chaos into order, unsystematized nonsense into communities and processes and the ability to create consistent results and value in other people's lives. And not only do we make more money, it is so much more fun. I promise all of you guys got into the business, or the vast majority got in the business, not to clean toilets, but to be able to flex your entrepreneurial muscles, to be able to create something special that you can point to and own and say, this thing serves lots and lots of people, employees, customers, vendors, banks, whoever you're serving, at a very high level. And I'm spending my life changing the world at a very impactful level as opposed to just cleaning toilets. All right. Daisy says, do it. You're welcome, Bunny. She says, thank you for your time. Appreciate all the advice. We'll definitely schedule a chat. Can't wait to talk to you. Daisy, one of our millionaire mastermind heroes, is just so cool. Paul says, gotcha, TJ. Great. Mario says, good stuff. All right, everybody. Sorry about the technical difficulties right off the bat. Would love to talk to you guys more. Go to growmindcleaningcompany.com for all our resources, the free webinar, everything that we've got. Can't wait to talk to some of you guys and serve you at a deeper level. And we will see you in a couple days. Talk soon. See ya.
Thanks for tuning in to today's show. If you're fired up, ready to grow, and want to see if you have what it takes to work with us at Grow My Cleaning Company, here's what I want you to do right now. Go to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk. That's growmycleaningcompany.com/talk to book an appointment to speak with me personally. I'm going to jump on the phone with you to get you crystal clear on where you are now, where you want to be, and how to get you there. Don't walk around in the dark any longer. If you are serious about growing your cleaning company, it's time to finally get the systems in place that you need to grow. We've helped hundreds of owners of cleaning companies not only grow their business and their personal freedom, but give back to their community as well. If that's what you're looking for, head over to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk and book a time to talk with me personally. I can't wait to get to know you and your business.